You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Obviously, the biggest trending news in Denver this morning is the storm. It has either canceled school or put it on remote learning today. So you'll have to
check with
your particular district.
The calls, the emails, and the texts started coming in at 8 o'clock last night from our school district onto our phones. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what? They're already canceling. We're peeking out the window. It's like barely coming down.
Uh-huh.
What? Really? They were right.
This time, they looked into their crystal ball.
They did. It was funny. I was just watching Nicole on one of our cameras at the house. And, you know, we've got a little dog, so we've got to go out and kind of shovel a path, like, through, mm-hmm. like, the back door, out to the patio, through the patio, and then to the grass.
Yeah.
So the dog doesn't pee on the patio. So Nicole's out there in her PJs and her big boots, and she's shoveling a path, and it goes all the way out to the snow. And then you see the dog run out, run off the path, and pee immediately on the patio. So...
You have got to send me a picture of her in her PJs and boots.
I know. It was the cutest thing. I was like, oh, she's helping the dog. And then the dog goes out and still pees on the patio.
So good luck getting around this morning if you have to go somewhere. Hopefully you don't. I know the Colorado Avalanche wish now that last night they hadn't been able to make it to Ball Arena. Mm. They got pummeled by Minnesota 6-2. That's not supposed to happen.
That's not good.
The Avs will play at Arizona tomorrow night. Tonight, the Nuggets will host the Wizards at Ball Arena. And get a load of this. With all this snow, doesn't it make you turn your thoughts to baseball?
It's immediately what I thought of.
The Colorado Rockies have their first spring training game coming up this Sunday. Are you ready?
All right.
Get a load of this. The CDC has reported that this now is officially the lowest flu season on record. There are giant hospitals around the country. Like the largest hospitals in Maine and Oregon are two that they pointed out. Both of those hospitals said they had zero documented cases of flu this winter.
What was the stat I was reading you yesterday from here in Colorado? I think they said something like 25 hospitalizations because of flu this season.
And it's normally what?
2,600. And then by the end of the end of the season, it's something like 3,600 cases in the hospital. And right now, 25 people.
So that's
people.
Like a 99% reduction.
It's a huge drop right now.
Experts say all the measures put in place to kind of fend off the coronavirus, like mask wearing and virtual schooling and social distancing.
Yeah,
they think
that's
all a big factor in preventing what they call, and I love this word, a twindemic.
Oh.
So they prevented that. Fewer people traveling also probably helped, mm-hmm. they say. So, anyway, that's going on. What else we got for you? Oh, I thought this was interesting. We've talked before about how the best thing that can happen to a recording artist's career is to die. Sadly, when they die, their record sales just explode. Mm-hmm. We saw with Michael Jackson a decade ago, Prince just a few years ago. Well, now you can add breaking up to the list because, Jeremy, your favorite band, Daft Punk.
It is.
They announced their breakup the other day, and now all of their songs have jumped in streaming downloads and sales by, in some cases, almost 3,000%.
Was this planned? Is this a gimmick? And they'll get back together in a month?
Man, I'll tell you. Yeah, they can just have a... You know, they could say they're quitting, and then 2 years from now, say, hey, we've decided to get back together again. Mm-hmm. They don't put out music, but every few... Like, what's it been? Like, 7-8 years since their last?
Right, it's not a lot. And somebody pointed out, because it's kind of funny, because those guys, if you're not familiar with them, they wear these helmets, you know, when they're at the club and stuff.
You can't see them. Yeah.
You can't see them, so they were like, well, if they really are having problems and they want to break up, can't they just put another guy in there with a helmet? Nobody would ever know. You wouldn't even know. You don't see them.
That's funny.
It's ridiculous.
But true.
It's true.
What else is trending right now?
Most exciting news of the day for me right here. It's the good news of the day. Cargo pants are now officially back in style. And this is according to a fashion writer for Rolling Stone. They say cargo pants are popular right now with a lot of hip-hop artists. And hip-hop artists are the biggest trendsetters in fashion for right now, is what they're saying.
Well, you're not so much a cargo pants as a cargo shorts.
Oh, I have a lot of cargo pants, buddy, and they have been tucked into the back of the closet for a few years now because I do not wish to be shunned when I wear them.
Didn't you wear your cargo shorts last summer?
I've never given up the cargo shorts. I'm still going to rock those. I love having pockets for chapstick and keys and
Well, you don't need cargo shorts for...
What else do I carry?
To put your chapstick.
And a knife.
What size tube of chapstick are you using?
And snacks. I keep a little package of gummy bears in that left pocket there. So anyway, that's super exciting for me. I'm going to bust out my cargo pants. Maybe tomorrow. I got camo ones, too. Camo ones that's double cool, Dom.
Double.
Oh, so good. We were talking about Bruce Springsteen the other day. We're kind of wondering what's going on with him and his drinking charges. Well, he pled guilty yesterday to drinking in a federal park, but the charges of drunk and reckless driving were dropped because his blood alcohol level was low when he got to the police station. He was fined $540, and this story is kind of funny because the judge actually asked Mr. Springsteen how long he needed to pay that $540. And Bruce's quote is,
"I
think I can pay that immediately." So he paid that. And then Jeep says, "Hey, we've looked at all the facts now, and we're going to go ahead and put his Jeep commercial back on that aired during the Super Bowl."
So. Having the charge drop and Jeep reinstating him, it doesn't hurt. That, you know, the big news this week was about Bruce doing a podcast with Barack Obama.
Right.
You don't think there's a little pressure put on with that?
They're like, he's good. We're good.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. We all make mistakes. 9% of us who have worked remotely during the pandemic say they want to go back to the office. That is a tiny little number of people working remotely saying,
so 91%
don't. Right. Well, there's some other stats. 54%, they kind of want a mix of remote and office time.
I see that. That would be best.
And then 30-something just want to stay remote forever. I was talking with Nicole about that because she's been remote, and she kind of wants the mix. She's like, I like being at home a lot. She's like, but I still want to be in and be seen and connect with my coworkers, so... She wants the mix. See the new postal truck coming out?
I saw the headline, but I didn't see a picture.
There's pictures of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. The USPS just showed off their new postal trucks and what they're going to look like. And everyone is basically saying, hey, you pulled these straight out of a Pixar movie.
Oh, is it like Cars?
They look like Cars. They've got this squatty little front end and a giant windshield. Really weird proportions. Other people are comparing it to the Pope Mobile, if you're familiar with that. Somebody says they made it look like they made it out of Legos. And then somebody else said, which is what I thought, it looks like a duck. Because the little hood in the front looks like somebody took their hand and went and kind of squeezed it down and gave it a beak,
you're
a bill.
Right.
It looks
like
a duck.
I'm looking at it now. I like the big, the giant windshield, though.
I think so. It's like,
because they're stopping and starting in neighborhoods all the time. It's good to have a lot of visibility.
Yeah, and you're getting some sun, and you can see good. And yeah. All right, here's the final story here for Fat America. We've talked about the various Oreo flavors that come out, and Dom, you know, Gimmick America,
Now, I want to thank Oreo for proving me right.
You have proved them right. We know now why they keep pumping out all these weird flavors. They say, according to some industry experts, when those random flavors do come out into stores, they sell okay. I mean, they're still selling cookies. But the original Oreos sell even better. They say when those weird Oreos come out, sales of regular Oreos jump something like 20-some percent because... The new flavors are basically free advertising for the originals, and people are like, oh my gosh, I haven't had an Oreo in forever. I need to get some.
You've given me crap because for 20 years I have made fun of this Gimmick America thing, and it's all for to pump up sales.
I know.
And here you go. Oreos even says,
it's a gimmick.
It's gimmicky, and we do it for the money.
We are cashing in. So there you go. Settled. Dom was right. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This link this morning, I actually LOL'd when I was looking at it. It's a collection of photos that people are sharing to show that they, quote, are living with a monster. All the things that your partner does, like taking bites out of sticks of butter. One man posted a picture of an ice cream bar in the freezer because his wife will go in and eat the chocolate shell off the ice cream bar and then just put it back in the freezer. The weird stick with the ice cream. A whole bunch of these. Really funny. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.